Okay, nothing hard. Good evening. I'd like to welcome all of you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net, which is held each week on this repeater. We'd also like to use this opportunity to thank those people who run this repeater system for allowing us to use it. For those of you who are new to the net, this is an open forum discussion of the radio listening hobby. We discuss basically any frequency or any topic from DC through light, with the exception of amateur radio. During the net, if you're unable to check in, either because you are too far away from the repeater or you don't have a license, you can also contact us, submit any questions or any topics that you'd like to share to our email address. This week and every week, the email address is nydxa@yahoo.com. When you're checking in, if you would please give your name, your location, and whether or not you had traffic. By traffic, we mean anything that you'd like to share, any questions, anything for the net. Please space it out so you don't step on top of each other, and hopefully we'll have another good net here, as we do every week. WA2SQQ.
WA2SQQ. WA2OKZ. Ken Cranford, no traffic at this time.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Hotel. First name here is Phil, no traffic. Good evening to the net.
KC2, Tango Zulu Golf. Name here is Jeff.
This is. And 1MLZ, Bob in Milford, Connecticut. With traffic if W2LIE comes through the net. I have a question for him.
Okay. Maybe it'll be a short list. I have WA2OKZ, KC2FYH, KC2TG, and N1MLZ with traffic. Anyone else? Okay. I have one topic. By the way, Charlie will be back next week. He gave me a call and couldn't get in here right tonight, but he'll be back next week. I have one topic. Unfortunately, it's not 100% complete, but perhaps some of you weren't aware of it. And that is that it looks like the Port Authority system has finally rebanded. The incomplete part about it is I believe I know the general assignment, but I haven't tried it yet myself. I've just been too busy since I got home. All indications are that if you have Port Authority programmed into your scanner, to just go in and edit all the frequencies and just leave them in the same order and move them down by 15 meg. So whatever the frequency is, subtract it, and even 15 meg, and bring them down and leave them in the same order, and that should work. I hope to try it later on this evening, but from what I've been reading in the various discussion forums, I think that's probably the best bet to start off with. The other thing is, for those of you with 996s and 396s, Uniden did release new firmware. And this time I fought the temptation to be the first one to download it and try it. I'm glad I did. A lot of people are having some issues with it. The search mode on certain trunk systems that are running digital, it'll find the talk group and then it just stops and there's no audio. So Uniden is looking into this. The other thing is there's an auto feature that's supposed to adjust the APCO 25 threshold to give you better audio. And in most parts of the country it's working,
for reasons unknown, people listening to the New Jersey State Police system are saying that version 2 firmware actually sounds better than the new firmware. So they're looking into it. My suggestion, sit back and wait. If you don't have a problem with version 2, wait till it gets the bugs out of version 3. Okay, so I'm going to turn it over to Bob, then I'm going to MLZ. You got a beautiful signal down here, and then I'm going to touch upon a few antenna-related, propagation-related topics that Charlie had planned for this evening. Perhaps we all know them, but I always like to think that there are people listening out there on scanners or that can't make it into the repeater, perhaps for the first time, so for their benefit, we'll go over some of these things. N1MLZ, WA2SQQ, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Bob. Good evening to you. Good to hear you in there. Rest of the net, good evening. Yeah, I had a question, actually, to W2LIE about the Suffolk County trunk system. Quite a few, well, I shouldn't say new talk groups, but talk groups I haven't identified yet that aren't on any of the radio reference or even his own webpage, so I was hoping you might know a few of what they are, but you monitor for a while, you can kind of figure them out. There's a few new ones, but I was curious about that if he was on the net tonight, but I hadn't heard him yet. But and also, yeah, I just got back from Vegas here, Bobby, and the good freak deer is still in use, so I had one radio just dedicated to that frequency. I imagine by the next time I go, they'll probably be all with the new system they're supposed to get. But as of now, 155.115 is still highly used every day, all times of the day, hours of the night, day and night. It's, like you said, probably the best frequency to monitor out there. So it's still in use. If you're going back out there, don't forget about it. I'm sure you won't. So. Hopefully the next year they'll still be using the VHF, but as what I read, it's not going to be much longer. We'll see what happens. Back to you.
Okay. Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. January or February, I probably will be going out there. Actually, probably January and March. Looks like I might be going to CES this year. So that would be January and then PMA show in March. So we'll see. That's good. Okay. For the topics tonight, Charlie wanted to go over some antenna questions, and maybe we'll throw in some propagation issues. Particularly for scanners, there seems to be an interest in trying to listen to whether it's the police department or Coast Guard or whatever, out of your immediate area. So, for the first comment, I would say it can be done. It's not difficult, and you'd be surprised what you can hear with a decent antenna. But probably more important is a decent receiver. Unfortunately, if you take a Pro 2006 or any of the current scanners and put a big gain antenna on there in this area, you're going to probably get a lot of front end overload. So my suggestion would be if you we're looking toward maybe an older commercial radio. You know, there's a lot of Motorola radios that you can easily program, or maybe something like an R7000 or R7100. These receivers tend to be just a shade less sensitive, but a lot tighter. So, to give you an example, I have my Diamond antenna here, and I've mentioned this a few times, and got an old Motorola MaxTrack sitting here programmed up several frequencies, and I would say probably 70% of the year Wildwood, Cape May down there, you can hear them no problems at all up here. You know, a little bit weak sometimes, but particularly in the summer months when you get some enhancement. So some type of a gain antenna, and regardless of what antenna you use, the second most important thing, the cable, or good quality coax. A lot of people would tend to think, you know, for transmitting you want low loss cable, and that's true. because you put RF into one end and the cable eats up a lot of the RF, so you wind up losing half of it or more at the other end. But what a lot of people fail to realize is that that loss works both ways. So the signal coming in at the antenna, you lose a good portion of it, and that loss increases with frequency as it goes up. All my antennas I have here, I'm using 9913, which is a RG8 size coax, but very, very low loss. At 450 meg, you're looking at less than 3 dB, or right around 3 dB per 100 feet. The other point on antennas is, as I mentioned last week, if you're looking to experiment with a directional antenna, if you Google K7MEM, Mike Echo Mike, he's got a very, very nice interactive page that you can put in the boom length, the number of elements, the frequency, and so on. It'll give you all the dimensions for making a Yagi, stock Yagis or whatever. And I put one together for 858 meg, which is right in the center of where most of the trunking activity is, 13 elements. And I got to tell you, it works pretty decent. Now I just got to get it up in the air, but easy to build. Went together in about an hour and a half. It took me longer to drill the holes in the drill press and put everything together, but it works quite well. One of the ways to try and engage how far you can hear right now, what I found, is, you know, in the low bands we have beacon stations, and you can tell the propagation. Well, we don't have that on VHF and UHF. What we do have, number one, is the NOAA weather stations. And there's about, what, four or five different frequencies. And if you program those in and actually lock out the 162.55 in this area, you'd be surprised at different times of day, different times of the year, what you can actually hear. I've heard down to North Carolina. I've heard the one up in Albany. I've heard the one up in Massachusetts. And actually quite strong. Now, the other thing you can do is if you go up to Radio Resource, for example, and let's just say that you were interested in Monmouth or Ocean County in New Jersey. What I found is that fire departments in any given area tend to use the same frequency or frequencies. So if you program a few of those in and you listen, usually at either 6 p.m. or 7 p.m., they do their nightly tests. And you can just sit there and listen for the weak ones, and you're going to have a very good idea as far as how far away you can hear with the antenna system that you're using and the scanner that you're using at this point in time. If we go down to the other end of the spectrum, the broadcast band DXing, as I mentioned 2 weeks ago, it's getting to be that time for the DX test. And I'm going to try to compile a list of that and get that out. So those of you who want to try your hand at broadcast band DXing in the winter months can try that. So I think what we're going to do at this point in time is we're going to just take a brief standby and see if we have any additional check-ins, and then we'll see if any other traffic. It's 9:15. I'm sure we can dig up one or two more topics. Somebody's got to have a question to carry on here for a little bit longer. WA2SQQ. W2LIE, good evening. And NONMLZ was looking for you a few minutes ago. He's got some questions for you.
All right, I was going to touch on real quick what I brought up last week and before that with the drill in Nassau County. They had the drill past Saturday. It was staged at the IKEA. at the Broadway Mall in Hicksville, around the northern state area of Route 107. I can record the audio, so maybe anybody wants to take a listen to it. I'll post it up in a couple weeks when I kind of give it a little bit of time to go through any internal investigations or reviews they need to do on their own before I make it a public thing. But it will be my download section at www.w2lie.net for future reference. Anytime I've seen Nassau County do a drill, they've been on their TAC-2 frequency running the drill, which is 478.5625. That's a PL 179.9. And looking into the future, I do believe the date is October 15th, and that will be the presidential debate at Hofstra University. So they've already started with getting prepared for that. I know there's some, or at least I've been told there's been some federal agents over there doing that, and getting the ball rolling on that one. So it might be some good listening on the federal frequencies again in a couple days. So we throw you back to net.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd want to post that up there. Quite a few years ago, we had somebody who actually posted transcripts of some stuff that he monitored from a digital signal and got himself in a lot of trouble. I don't know if he ever went to jail, but I'm sure it cost him quite a few bucks, so... As much as I think a lot of people might appreciate it, maybe make it available for the asking, but as a public download, I don't know about that. You might want to give that a second thought.
All right, I will definitely take your advice on that one. I have fire department type of downloads available. Haven't had any problems with that yet, but yeah, police department's definitely something different. I guess the drill they were doing was more for terrorist activity, so what you say makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah, I believe under the Communications Act of 1934, it would, you know, would certainly say you can listen to it. There's nothing illegal about that, but recording and repeating it, so to speak, divulging it, I don't know. I'm not an attorney, and I'm not going to rule on that, but you're getting into a gray area. You know, these days, you get some prosecutor who decides he wants to make an example out of one person for no good reason could do it. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm certainly not in a financial position to give a lot of money to lawyers.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, I guess there's many differences, too. This was in a clear analog, whereas the person you're talking about, I guess, did transcripts of something he decoded. So that could be also where he got a little bit of trouble from, too. But, Bob, can we also ask that? I wanted to talk to you a little further about that you were looking for through a project. Back to you. W2LA.
Okay, very good. I was actually going to talk to you about it, this concept. I think you said a slug or whatever. The problem is where I want to put this. It's impossible to have a PC in there, whether it's running Windows or Unix or whatever it is. And unless I'm misunderstanding, I don't think it's going to work. I mean, I've got an old laptop I could even put up, you know, over here, but... I'm getting a little bit closer. I actually found a company in Europe that makes a board that will stream a digital stream out, and then you can use Winamp to do it. But I'm waiting to see a price on it. It's an interesting little product. Actually, does two channels of audio. I got to find out about it though. But there's a few things I'm working on after the net here. I don't know how long it's going to go this evening. So hang in there, and we'll see what we got.
All right, I'll definitely hang around.
Bob, N1MLZ, you back yet?
Oh, yes, I'm still here about the monitoring.
You got a question for
me?
You
go ahead. All right, very good, yeah, W2LE, so I think it's still N1MLZ here. I've been monitoring quite a few new, I said before new, but I'm not sure if they're new, but the different truck groups on the Suffolk system and that aren't on any lists, and I'm just curious if you might know some of the newer ones that are popping up 35, 36, and 296. There's quite a few. I got a list here, but I don't know if you have an updated list anywhere of the some of the newer ones within the past year or so that I can't find anywhere.
Yeah, 3536, I believe, is Brookhaven Town Police.
Oh, okay, that makes sense, because it's a whole mixture of stuff on that talk group. Trying to figure out who it could be. I heard a lot of animal calls and, you know, different things. So, okay, that makes sense. But there's a few. I'll have to make a list up for you, the ones I need. Sounds like you might know.
Yeah, send them on over, and I got a few contacts I can pass them along to see if they know anything. So we can try and get them and get you an answer.
I read it, Bill. Yeah, it's just I monitor the system quite a bit just for the heck of it here across the pond here, and some of the newer ones. I'm just it's kind of fun to try to figure it out yourself, but you know, I have to make a list up and. I'll email them over to you. I got your website here, but your email is on here too. So very good. All right, thanks a lot, Bill.
No problem. You can shoot me anytime. W2LE. Back to that. I'm just trying to think here. I don't really have anything more for it. So maybe Charlie would have been in here as far as what I wanted to cover here this evening. The Port Authority system is the topic that I'm quite interested in. As I said, for those of you who might have just tuned in, it does look like they've rebanded. I'm going to get out of here after the net, take a shower, and I'm going to try reprogramming the 996. What I was told was leave the frequencies in the same order and just drop everything by 15 megs, so we're going to try that. And again, for anyone who tuned in late, the new firmware for the 396 and 996 looks like it's got some bugs, particularly with New Jersey State Police System digital decoding. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, sit back and wait. You don't need to be another beta tester. I understand that unit in had 100 people, but I guess they missed these.
Bob, anybody bring up the two new additions from Unitin also? And the talk about the PFPD. I know when the Metro 21 moved south by 50 megahertz, everything stayed exactly the same on the EDAC system.
KC2FY is for the question.
Okay, FYH, just hang on one sec. I did not, I know they came out with the new scanners, but I've been kind of away from the net, and I didn't have time here to prepare for it. If you have any information on the two new ones, I know they're going to be two new portable scanners. I was kind of hoping for replacement for the 996, but you want to pass that along? That's a great thing to mention.
Yeah, I just opened it up now. I don't know if it's one of the press release. I didn't get anything in my email for it, but I was directed to the radio reference site under the unit forum. It's going to be the BCC-396XT. That's going to be an upgrade to the 396T. Looks like they're going to be 25,000 total channels. MAC decoding. And a couple other minor things. I also believe, too, they're talking about fire decoding. You know, a lot of people looking for, what do you call it, the fire tone out, and everybody's looking for the exact tone, so I guess now it's actually going to decode that. The second one to come out is going to be an upgrade to the 246, they're going to call it the 346XT, and from what I'm reading, it's going to look a lot like the 330ER or the 396T. They're relocating the speaker on it, from what I can tell, and it's going to have definitely a bunch of extra memory channels. I'm kind of trying to get the number for you guys right now. But it is saying 9,000 channels in that one also. And I'm hoping it has more memory locations in, because 9 keys on that radio is definitely, 10 keys on that radio isn't enough for me. So that's kind of the long story. If you go to if you go to radioreference.com and you go into unit and scanner, it's sticky towards the top of this thread.
Okay, very good.
Thank you for mentioning that. We'll see what comes of it.
Yeah, Unitin is doing a very nice job as far as supporting their radios in the radio reference groups there. You got the product manager on there, and it's a lot of work to do that kind of announcements and support, and not only that, but taking all the grief, because I'm kind of in a similar situation, and a lot of these forums, these discussion forums, it gets very, very frustrating. A new product comes out, and people are out there, and they've already formed conclusions. If it doesn't meet their criteria, then the radio's not worth it. And what happens is that a lot of the people that are looking to buy a new radio look to these forums, and you know, it's kind of almost like false information. So there was a point in time where I really looked to these forums as being something very valuable, and quite honestly now, I look to them more as almost a nuisance because of the misinformation and people that take their own conclusions before the product is even out and kind of morphing them into fact. So, what you read in these forums, you really have to take with a grain of salt and in most cases, form your own opinion. Anyway, Bob, NYMLZ, I'm going to send you an email in a minute. Something you might be interested in taking a look at. I don't know, maybe I've sent this to you, maybe I haven't, but I thought you might find it enjoyable, having just come back from Vegas. Some pictures they took while I was out there. Okay. With that, I'm going to close the net. It's almost 9:30, and I want to thank everybody for being here. Be back next week. Charlie will be back, so we'll get the net back into the swing of things here, and we'll see what comes of it. WA2SQQ, I'm going to stand by, and W2LIE had a few things I want to discuss with him real quick, and then I'm going to pull the switch.
KC2FY, for the question.
I'm sorry, yes, you did have a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, I live up the block from New York Atlantic Railway, and I know they use radios. I don't know what kind, I don't know if they're UHF or VHF, and I can't find out what frequency they're on. And I just want to know if you had the frequency. I checked into it. It'll be his website. The closest thing I can find to it is Masted Subway Yard Operations. And I'm scanning the frequencies now, and I'm not getting nothing on them. And I'm right down the block. I think they work over the simplex. I don't think they use a repeater.
I'm in New Jersey. I have to be honest. I don't really listen to it. But if it's going to be the railroad, you're looking, 160, 161, 162, you want to scan in there. Anyone on a frequency might know that?
I was just going to get the same information you gave there, Bob. Just scan, put the rails in the search. So you can also try www.antennasearch.com. See, that gives you any results. You'll get the closest antenna, anybody that's got an antenna or tower in your local area. You'll get the license for it, and then just go to the FCC website and look up the frequencies that belong to that license.
All right, copy that. Thanks a lot. And I was going to try that, so I'm on the site right now, so I'll give that a try. Thanks a lot, KC2FYH. We'll be listening.
What was it? The website again? AntennaSearch.com?
Yep. It's AntennaSearch.com.
Try that one. Why did I know about that one? Do that. So it's always worthwhile if you come to the net and you learn just one new thing, it's worth it.
So, again, for everyone that joined us this evening, thank you very much. We'll see you all here next week.
W2LIE, WA2SQQ, go ahead. Yeah, I remember, I don't know if you said it last week or if you brought it up on the radio reference forum, that you needed something that did Windows Media because of the firewall issues at work. I am running kind of the same problem you're running into at my office, is they block, they firewall everything, to the point where I had to actually put my IPCAN server on a new port, at least a second port, so I can get into my server on a different port, but after a while that stopped working. It turns out that Winamp has a timeout in it, and it wasn't handshaking quick enough. But if you use Windows Media to play back the MP3 stream, you have no problems whatsoever pulling in the audio. So I didn't want to... I just want to let you know that you didn't need to go Windows encoding just because of that. You could still probably do MP3 and just use Windows Media as the decoder on your listening side.
Oh, I found that out already. Believe me. Yeah, that's one way that I can actually listen from work. But the issue that I really have here was a little bit trickier, like I say, in that where I want to put this, and I really can't get into that, but where I have permission to put it, I can't have a PC there. Having a little box that would do the streaming and the scanner and so on wouldn't be a problem at all. But can't have a PC there, even if it's a laptop. So that's the tricky part about it. There are a few boxes that will take audio and video and stream them out, kind of like an IP camera. And I'm looking into those right now. That might be another way of doing it. But the Linux thing that you were mentioning, can you explain that, exactly what that's about?
Yeah, I haven't used one personally, but it kind of looks like an external hard drive or your old surfboard cable modem, if you had one of those, the ones that stand up vertically. But it has a couple of USB ports in the back of it. It has a network card in it. And a power supply, it's just a couple blinking lights. So unless you knew what it was and what it was doing, you would never know it was a mini computer running there. It just looks like maybe like a UPS or something. So if you actually, if you go online, I just did a Google search on an image for NSLU, which is basically what it is. They just called it a slug. And it's sitting next to an inkjet printer, and it is not as high as a regular inkjet printer.
Okay, but is it a PC running Linux? I mean, this is what I'm trying to figure out. What exactly is the purpose of it? Is it purpose for streaming audio, or is it actually a PC running Linux?
I'm not exactly sure. I haven't played around with it. I'm not exactly sure what its purpose is. I think it's a file storage device, but there's a whole community out there that has opened it up to run Linux. And in fact, there's a site called NSLU2-Linux, and it's all about how to convert your slug to a Linux box. And then what you would do is you would plug in a USB card into the back of it that would let you put your audio into it. I guess like one of those little VoIP cards that you could use for Skype, but that just does a sound card. And that should be all you need, and you could probably run Dark Ice on that, or even a copy of IceCan.
How expensive are these things?
From what I'm reading, eBay $50, which is kind of why I was thinking about finally taking a look at them. They were going for about $100 and change about a year ago, I think new, and I don't think you can grab them anymore in the States once you get them off of eBay.
I'm going to have to look into this because, again, you know, when I saw this, when people were talking about it, I'm thinking that this was some kind of a Linux application that ran under it. But this would definitely fit into in the scope of what I'm looking at. If you find anything out about this, let me know. You know, prices, availability, whatever. this is exactly what I'm looking for. Something, you know, in this size and a standalone device. So this actually might work then.
Yep, I'm looking at it right now. I just actually found it on Amazon. It stands for Linksys Storage Link for USB 2.0. It's a disk drive, so it's NSLU2. They have it as low as $42.99 from cables online, but you can buy direct through Amazon.com for $77.62 with free shipping. So basically, it's an external storage device. I guess a standalone external storage device.
Yeah, it's interesting. Okay, I'm going to have to do some looking around here. You gave me another project. But this might work. The price is definitely in the right category. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I'm going to go and play you with the Port Authority system and see what I can come up with. So again, to the people who run this repeater, thanks for allowing us to use it every week. Sounding good this week. We had a little noise problems with the voting system last week, and looks like they got that all straightened out. Sounding real nice here in Jersey. WAQSQQ 73. See you all next week.